Right now, it's time for Talking Books. Every Wednesday at this time, we are ordinarily joined in the studio by Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library. She is off today, so we are joined instead by 97 on the Hill's own Nikki Morris, who is getting ready for the morning grind, which is starting in a half an hour, but taking time out of that to join us for Talking Books. Hello, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good. I feel a little intimidated feeling in Susan Brown's shoes, but you know.
Fine. I was listening back, like Allie Evans came in about a month ago to fill in for Susan Brown, and she was like, I don't know, there should be like a womp womp sound effect when you introduce me, and it's like, it'll be great, you talk about books, it's cool.
Yeah,
it's fun. How are things going?
Oh, things are going pretty good. I was just thinking to myself as well that I haven't had a chance to have the coffee kind of seep in yet.
Usually
by 9 o'clock I'm getting ready to gear up, so let's hope I can have a semi-intelligent conversation about books this morning.
This is the first thing that I do when I get in the morning. Like, I get in, I set my stuff down, it's like, all right, coffee first, then everything else.
Absolutely.
That's the priority list. Unfortunately, it's 95 degrees out this week, so I don't know, like, coffee is kind of a hot beverage to be drinking while it's 95 degrees, but I'm doing it anyway.
Well, my office is freezing, so it helps.
All right, so we're talking books. If you are looking to beat the heat this week with temperatures in the mid to upper 90s pretty much every day, you want to be inside in the air conditioning, curl up with a good book, what would you recommend for folks who just want to, like, chill, literally chill inside all day and just enjoy the AC?
Well, you know, it's going to be hot for a long time.
Yes.
It's not just this week.
100%.
It's the whole summer. It's really hot. And we all know it's not just the heat, it's the humidity.
And we're less than a month into summer. Like, the first day of summer was June 21st. That was less than a month ago.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So we got time.
We got time.
So how about a binge read?
All right.
We all like to binge watch. We've all seen Stranger Things. You can get rid of Netflix now. It's okay.
So, a million people apparently did.
Yeah, exactly. So how about a series? And I'm a huge fan of Stephen King.
All right.
I love his imagery. He can always keep me going and keep me interested the whole way through. So I'm going to go with the Dark Tower series, because you're going to be sitting there for quite a while. You don't have to think about anything else. You won't have time for it. So, you know, it'll take up quite a bit of the heat.
Do you know how many books there are in the Dark Tower series now?
I believe there's seven.
Seven books? Yeah.
I believe there's seven. I've read them twice,
okay.
And I think I counted seven. But there was also, I believe, another book that was written afterwards.
Right.
That I also read. So,
well, Stephen King has that whole, like, mythology lore, like, through all of his books. So you get, like, Dark Tower universe references and other books as well. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I love to find.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, you love to find those things when you're reading all the other stories, and you're like, oh, yeah, here it comes.
Yeah.
It's Randall.
I don't like this guy. Do you have a favorite Dark Tower book?
Oh, no. Mm-mm. They're all equally good to me, because you're following in the lives of, regardless of the time period that they're in or whatever situation they're in, it's just following in the lives. So I think from the very beginning all the way to the end, I'm just riveted.
I like it. Randall's also the bad guy in The Stand, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't the same person?
Yes.
Yeah. So you can tack on another, like, 1,500-page book. Yeah.
Done that, too. I even read the one that came out before the last one.
Nice. All right. I was thinking about, like, cold weather books, like books about people in cold weather. And ideally, people in cold weather who are not enjoying themselves at all, so that you can feel a little bit better about going out into the heat. And the first one that I thought of was Into Thin Air by John Krakauer, you know, Mount Everest book.
Yeah.
About the disaster at Mount Everest in, I think it was 1996 or something like that. It's a terrible story, but it's a really compelling book. Like, it's so well written. Krakauer is amazing. The stories that he tells about the individual people and their lives, and then when they get into that situation on Everest, where Krakauer was. So he's telling this firsthand story about his own experience. It's just such a fascinating, page-turning, riveting, can't turn away from it, kind of nonfiction story that reads like fiction. And it's about people who are in super cold weather and preferring not to be. So if you are trying to figure out a way to like get through the heat, here's something that might make you feel a little bit better about the fact that it's 90 degrees outside.
Might make you want to put on a blankie.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. And that is Talking Books. I almost called you Susan Brown. Nikki Morse.
Hey, that's a compliment. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.